Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Karina Rapp.
And Brent Shrewsbury.
And you're listening to
one of our favorite shows, Burnt Ends,
on WYXR.
Friends, you're listening to Burnt Ends on WYXR, 91.7 FM Memphis. Oh boy, big show tonight.
This is a big deal.
That's, you recognize that voice, folks?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I don't recognize this.
That's the Shrews.
Oh, cool.
That's the Shrews.
I heard he's an Ace Frehley fan.
Yes.
Not the rest of Kiss, just Ace Frehley.
Well, we can get more into that later.
Oh, okay.
So, last week on air, I learned via a text from a college roommate that Ace Frehley had died, and I tried to keep my emotions under check and pull through and finish the show, but I knew I had to do an Ace Frehley tribute this week. So I recruited two pals. We got Steve Selvage coming in, not here yet.
On his way.
And we got Shrewsbury.
Right here.
And Karina.
He's here.
Oh, Steve is here? Yeah,
no,
so we got
I'm here.
Oh, wait, okay.
Steve's coming.
So Steve's here for the six string perspective. You're here for the local Hesher perspective.
Yeah, I'm here as just a weirdo who was crazy about his particular lines in Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't sample any of those. I just didn't have time. But
still have it on VHS.
I do have the VHS, but there's no VHS player here.
No, there's not.
So you'll have to come over. Everyone is invited to watch Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
At your place?
Yeah.
When? Tonight?
I'm not saying when yet.
All right. I look forward to this party. All right. So basically all we're going to do today is play Ace Frehley songs and talk Ace Frehley and have a good time.
Sounds good.
All right. Talking over one of the rare Kiss instrumentals, Love Theme from Kiss. We'll start it off. Rip it out.
Now I know you've been cheating and lying.
I don't wanna be
right. Just heard Kiss doing Parasite, Hard Times. And then we started off with Ace Frehley's Rip It Out off his solo record. Always Frehley here tonight, guys. Ace Frehley tribute show here with the Shrews and Steve Salvage. Steve.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good. So when Ace died, I was like, you know, I feel like I got to do an Ace hour. I was like, who can I call? Who can I call to join me?
Honored.
And you guys two seem like the two obvious choices.
Yeah. I mean, heavy loss, man.
I know. I mean, he's really high up there for me. I was I am and always have been a huge fan.
I think I'm still a member of the Kiss Army. I don't know. Well, I haven't paid any actual money dues, but
now I was never a technical member of the Kiss Army, but I was a member of the Ace Frehley fan club, which was okay. called Rock Soldiers, okay. And they sent you a really chintzy dog tag.
Is this like Frehley's Planet era?
Yeah, it's like Frehley's Comet.
Frehley's Comet.
Yeah, it was right around there. Ace Frehley, Rock Soldier. You got a newsletter and a dog tag.
That's deep, man.
That's, yeah, man.
I had never even heard of that.
Yeah,
I'm glad he was keeping the paramilitary vibe going.
You know, he was great, man. Around the time of Rock Soldiers, I went to see him live a lot up and down the East Coast in the worst bars. Kind of like,
sure,
like the various East Coast equivalents of like the Stage Stop.
Right, right, right.
And he was always amazing. They would literally prop him up some nights because he was so hammered, but he never failed to just completely deliver.
I bet some shows in Long Island were just like this special magic, you know.
Exactly. Well, so yeah, I'm glad to have you guys. Shrewsbury, you're sort of just like the local Hesher. And you're the local guitar guy, so you guys made perfect sense.
Right.
Steve, what did you think about when you heard Ace died?
It was heavy because, like, I mean, it's funny because, I mean, people have talked about this till they're blue in the face. You know, it's like, oh yeah, but like, you know, Ace didn't look on the level of like Jimmy Page or Eddie Van Halen or whatever. But I'm like, dude, like, how many people started playing guitar because of Ace Frehley?
That's a fair question.
A lot, you know, because it was like, it was awesome. And, you know, and he's a great player, you know.
He's a great player and he's like a unique player.
Yeah.
And the thing about Ace, and I think you could also say this about Peter too, is like, you could have dropped those guys into Kiss or the New York Dolls and those
totally.
Two guys would have been completely fine in either band. They're like outer borough street punks who were tough. And they would have been totally fine in either band. They just happened to be in the one that sold a billion records.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and they put the work in. And but no, I, you know, I was preparing some long kind of screed to post on Facebook, you know, but I just figured the solo album picture was just the set it all. You know, it's yeah. like, and I'm kind of, this is, I don't know if this is a hot take, but I'm kind of over Facebook obituaries, you know. It's like let me just really pour out something for social media. It's just like I'd rather just
yeah
say a kind word in my heart and crush a brew for Ace.
Yeah,
no, maybe drink some like weird ass white wine. He was always he's like really into the white wine. He would always have like some kind of like mini Gallo kind of, you know, teardrop shape kind of thing.
Yeah, I think I've actually heard him say like he wasn't even a gin guy. He just thought it sounded cool.
Yeah. I'm just like, who drinks white wine like in the rock and roll
to sphere? That extent?
Yeah, you know. God.
Well, what about you, Shrews? How are you doing a week after the big news?
I was working on my car replacing an ABS sensor.
That tracks.
Really, like, cursing and breaking screwdrivers trying to pry it out. And I got a text from a friend who lived here, moved a long time ago, Zoe Provino, said RIP Ace. And I was just floored. And the reason why she messaged me is because in 2000, we kind of covered New York Groove and we rewrote it and made it Midtown Groove.
Yeah.
I've seen the video.
And we made an entire video.
Is it on YouTube? If people Google this, will they find it?
If they go to Vimeo and they put in the search bar, which is challenging to find, Midtown Groove, they will find the video. And that was several years into my complete, many years into my complete and total fascination. I was a little young for Kiss, like right out the bat. So I was like 18, second, like,
right.
You know, I was a little after heavy Kiss as a kid. And I just went, boy, we used to party and just get so wild on just how amazing Ace was. We loved Ace. I made t-shirts for Ace. I mean, anyway.
Do you remember?
I'm kind of, there's a lot to say. I think Steve's more concise than I am just about my fascination and love for
Ramble on.
For Ace Frehley in particular.
Do you remember the first time you saw Kiss Meets the Phantom?
No, because I watched it so many times,
right.
So kind of maybe somewhat obliterated.
Right.
I tell you what I do remember. Ack.
Ack!
I mean...
They all lose their heads for you, Paul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's the one where they're super high by the pool?
Yeah, and yeah, on those big chairs. Those big
and they're all wearing like the weird robes with the hoods.
Yeah,
yeah. And then the security guard comes out. I forget what Ace's quip was there. You know, I don't remember if they put him in his place or he had something. I don't remember the first time I saw that, but we were talking about it. And I do still have the VHS, and I wanted to sample it.
Right,
and
right.
And bring that in, but I didn't have the speed or the technology.
I think it's kind of peak Ace.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, is whatever your thoughts about the good or bad of Kiss Meets the Phantom, it's a document of the absolute zenith looks-wise of Kiss.
Yeah.
I feel like if you look at, like, the trajectory of Kiss and Ace... It's like one is going up while the other starts going down. Like the first three Kiss records and Alive are incredible. And then at some point, like on those later Kiss records, which aren't very good, like all the standout tracks are Ace tracks.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Ace finds his groove from the solo album on, and like he's ascending while like the band that we all love is really kind of scuffling.
Yeah. I mean, they've been kind of carrying the load. And I mean, Gene was kind of ham and egging it. Big time by that point, you know. It's just sort of like, yeah, I need some songs on the record. Here you go.
Well, I have, you know, I do have a soft spot for Peter, and I have a soft spot for Paul, but I truly believe that to the question, like, who's your favorite member of Kiss, there's only really one 100%. Correct answer, and it's Ace.
That was the only
Ace.
Kiss doll that I had.
Yeah.
Oh, you had the doll. Wow.
I do not still have it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll talk more Ace later. Let's get back to some tunes. I got...
Let's go back to Jindel.
I got... get on the rocket ride to Jindel.
Oh, my God, yes.
All right, so I got the Shock Me up next, but I got the Alive version.
Of course. What other version is there?
We used to have an air guitar contest to this song.
Well, maybe we could do that again.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
Shrews versus Steve. Let's go.
Tapping before Van Halen came out.
Oh, we're going to get into Van Halen later.
I'm always down to get into Van Halen.
I know.
All right. was our first time down the South for Kiss. And like Kiss said that it was definitely clean. It was hot so far. We've been down here 2 days now, and we hope to be back. Right. We didn't think there was anybody down here that liked to rock. You know, and roll. Get right on up.
We're gonna turn the microphone over to Ace Frehley. Shock me!
You make me feel at ease. You even make me glow.
All right. Just heard from Kiss. One from Alive and one from Alive 2.
Two from...
Started with Cold Gin, despite my earlier saying would shock me, and then shock me off Alive 2. Yeah. You know, two classic Kiss Ace Frehley tracks. Listen to Burn Ends on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, here with Steve Selvidge and Brett Shrewsbury talking all things Ace Frehley. Where do we leave off, guys?
Oh, gosh. I think his songwriting and latter day jams.
That is right. And then we started talking about Eddie Van Halen. I was like, I'm going to get back to that.
Right.
So certainly, Steve, being a someone who's in the know on all things Eddie, what stock do you put in the legend of Gene trying to steal Eddie to replace Ace in Kiss?
It's absolutely true. That's not how it went down. Eddie was really unhappy, like around Diver Down, and he asked, and then they were having problems. I guess with Vinnie Vincent, and Eddie asked if he could join Kiss. He was like, "I'm miserable. I just want to play guitar. Can I join Kiss?" And Gene was like, "You wouldn't be happy."
So have you heard this from Eddie or only Gene?
Gene. And I don't know.
I feel like if I would hear this, if we would have ever heard this from Eddie, I would put more stock in it than hearing it just from Gene, who seems like a guy that I don't know that I would entirely trust.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie could also be a minister of disinformation as well.
And speaking of guys we might not all entirely trust, one of the things that first hit me when Ace died was that he won't be able to walk up on stage at the Kennedy Center and receive the big award from our sitting president.
Our dear leader.
Yes. Yeah, maybe that was his out. He's like, I'd rather die.
It's quite possible.
Yeah.
All right, well, what else? Let's keep talking Ace. Shrewsbury, you're up.
Well, I'm just going to go back to days of being dazed and not remembering anything, and then basically Ace Frehley was my hero at that time. I think Steve mentioned in the song break, what show was it?
Tom Schneider
show. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
So I had that on VHS because I missed it, obviously, live, and I think we replayed that. You know, that, I mean, this long before YouTube.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You rewound it and played it again because it was...
You had to go to Goldmine to find, you know, that VHS, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know where we got it, but Ace, I think Ace being obliterated and then being fed up with him made him so much more endearing to us.
Ace is...
Because he was brilliant.
And Ace is hammered.
Yeah.
Hammered.
And Gene just has this look like, I'm going to kill this
total
guy.
Total disdain. Yeah. Totally.
At one point, Tom Schneider looks at Gene. He's like, come on, Gene. Like, control your boy. You know.
I think Tom... I feel like Tom was kind of digging it, but maybe... I don't know.
I wish I would have brought him and we could watch him. I'll dig him out in the drawer. I'm sure they're on YouTube.
They're very much on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you guys are both from down south. I'm from back east. I went to college back east. I went to a school called Fordham in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Which is where Ace is from. And I'm a freshman in 1991, and I get up there, and one of the first things I think, I'm like, I know Ace Frehley's from the Bronx. So I get the Bronx phone book, and I look up Frehley, and sure enough, there's a Frehley on Moshloo Parkway, which is just north of where Fordham is in the Bronx. And I'm like, this has got to be Ace's mom.
How many Frehleys? One?
I don't remember. But it was one or so little that I feel like it was it's not like I had to call a bunch of numbers so I remember calling and saying, is Paul home?
Right.
And she laughed and she was like, no, Paul's not in. and we talked and talked, and we did this, I don't know, a handful of times with me and my college buddies, you know.
You put Ace's mom on speakerphone.
Yes, and we would call was so happy to just talk about Ace, and she was such a sweet lady. And it's one of my fondest memories of college is just calling Ace's mom, probably in the same apartment that Ace grew up in, and just talking about her boy and how happy she was that someone was calling her.
Wow. He seemed like such a genuine guy who may have been troubled by, you know, alcohol. It's easy to do if you're not famous, but imagine having everything handed to you. But yeah, I mean, yeah, he just seemed like him and Peter, they seemed like the, you know, the real, like
they had the rock and roll soul.
That's who I wanted to hang out with.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, Paul and Gene wrote some amazing songs with some amazing hooks.
Sure.
But what gave them like a little bit of like grit and, you know, street cred was Ace and Peter.
Authenticity.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to have the balance. You know? It's
an amazing band. Despite how little I can say nice about Gene Simmons, just an amazing band.
Yeah.
I mean, definitive. Just a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so Steve, you're a big guitar guy. Like, where do you rank Ace amongst the greats of like 70s classic rock guitar players?
Easily top 10. I don't know where I put him, but you know, I mean, but I, you know, again, I think he influenced just as many guitar players as Jimmy Page, you know, Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix. Mm-hmm. I mean, and especially because he was a little bit after, you know, he was kind of the next generation sort of. Because it wasn't 60s. It was like after the 60s, you know. But just in terms of people our age that picked up a guitar, Ace is, you know, I mean, he's the gateway drug for so many people.
Well put.
You know.
Do you feel like he was so inspirational because of the, you know, the riffs and the licks that he like thought of? Like out of the blue, because a lot of people can mimic anything anybody's already played, right? So, like he came up with stuff from that, you know, with the originality.
Great riffs. I think also too, and he was. It's almost like the punk thing, like he was accessible.
Yeah,
like you could
relate to him.
You could do it, yeah. Like, or maybe like you could get to a place where you could do it. You know,
right.
Whereas like you might look at Jimmy Page with like dragons. Well, actually, Ace was whatever. Bad comparison. Scratch that. But you know, it's like you could maybe get there faster, and therefore you're more encouraged to continue on. You know.
Yeah.
But you know, but he's very lyrical. Like you can hear the construction of how he plays. You know, which I always like that a lot. And it's funny things too, like. Shock Me, which we just heard, like people play that riff wrong.
Really? Like, well, how so?
It's like A G G A G G G, or sorry, D A A D A G G, and they just play a G. You got to bend from the F sharp up to the G. It's just little secret codes like that is what people, you know, us rock guitar players, you know. Oh, I shouldn't say I'm a rock guitar player. I won't get any session work.
I don't think anyone's listening.
Yeah, they don't hire me anyway.
Those are simple facts.
Yeah,
sorry.
But just, you know, he's part of that world. He's part of the secret handshakes and the little things like that. You know, I mean, he is just the king of that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, he's Ace Frehley.
Yeah,
lead guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of Ace, let's get back to the tunes. Got one of my favorite Ace tunes pulled up from Hotter Than Hell, Strange Ways, amazing Ace song, songwriting credit, and solo. All right, keep it tuned right here. We're going to listen to more Ace Frehley. We've got about 15 minutes left. I hate to say, but we're out of time.
That's too short. You said, you warned us on the text message. You said, this is not going to be something.
Yeah, an hour goes by quick when you're playing Ace Frehley.
It's a rocket ride, man.
We got a man. It is a quick rocket ride.
Oh, we didn't even play Rocket Ride.
We got a man. There's so many songs we left on the table. Nah, it's crazy.
I know.
And fortunately, the next show has been
We got
canceled.
Amanda Dent over here talking about her, how bragging about how her hair looks just like Ace Frehley's hair.
I know. We're like, okay, Amanda. Like,
okay, we get it.
Yeah, okay.
Flowing locks.
Why?
Amanda Freeman.